welcome to today's Word of Mom Radio here on the Word of Mom Media Network. I'm your host, Dori DiCarlo, and you know we are here week after week, just breaking those myths that mompreneurs and businesswomen are dabbling in business in between bake sales and getting our nails done. We're not. We are smart, we are savvy, and we are sharing the wisdom of women in business and in life. And I love the journey, and I love all the people I get to meet along the way. And today is no exception. I'm excited to be bringing in Carla Williams Johnson to the show today. Carla has a company, Carly Communications, and they offer advertising and marketing advice to entrepreneurs and business owners who are interested in building a business in the real world. Carla considers herself an advocate for businessmen and women who are desirous of promoting themselves by offering sound, unbiased advice, focusing mainly on methods to identify ideal clients, online and offline approaches to boosting visibility, and the creation of practical marketing campaigns designed to increase revenue. And we all love hearing that. So you know what, Carla? Get on this show right now and tell us how. Welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Thank you for having me. Oh, my goodness.
It's a pleasure having you. So I want to jump right in. What was your driving force behind creating Carly Communications?
Well, when I first started, that was, I don't want to age myself here, but that was about 15 years ago. I was working in advertising and marketing. And what I found was that there were a lot of salespeople, consultants. Well, the term coaching wasn't a thing at the time, but they were coaches as well, who were just taking people's money and selling them things that gave them absolutely no returns on investment, absolutely gave them nothing. They were just literally trying to make a quick buck on the heads of these businessmen and women who really just wanted to build their business. And I said, no, that can't be right. That can't be ethical. I mean, if you are a business person, that means that you're working very, very hard to earn your money. And the least you can do is reinvest that money in ways that can make you more money and help more people. So Carly Communications actually came about from that desire to help businessmen and women really figure out where is the best ways to invest their hard-earned money so that they can make more money and build their brand.
How do you share with people how to do that? In a little nutshell, give us a little like tidbit, little nugget.
Well, what I tend to do, I try to share as much information on social media, obviously. I also try to do a lot of PR and publicity. That has grown tremendously for me in the last 2 years or so, where it is that I would use platforms just like this and try to teach people, hey, marketing is not a one-size-fits-all type of thing, and marketing is action. You have to constantly be in strategic action to make the types of waves that you want to make in business. And the reason I'm using waves is because that is near and dear to me. I'm actually coming to you from Trinidad and Tobago, which is a Caribbean island. So we know all about beaches and waves down here. So I always use that analogy all the time. If you want to make waves, and you cannot be standing in one spot, and marketing is marketing is the thing that you do to make waves in the industry that you're in. So what I tell people is you need to figure out what is the thing or where you need to invest for your specific business in order to make the impact that you want. And that could look like publicity and PR. That could look like sponsorship opportunities. That could look like events, having events and face-to-face events. Even though we have COVID right now, we can move to the whole digital realm. But you just need to know what is right for you and what is right for your audience. So prior to COVID, I did do a lot of speaking engagements where I would actually talk with business owners and entrepreneurs. Now I have actually moved to the online space as well. But my goal is really to help as many people as possible, as many business owners as possible, understand that
you need to find what is specific for you, what is specific for your budget, what is specific for your audience, and just run with that.
You know, in the wake of all of this, you know, I wanted to ask you, juggling your family and your business, how has this now shifted how you're able to do that?
Well, it's a daily task. That's the best way I can describe it. It is a daily task. Now, I have always been a work from home mom. I've always worked from home because it just works for me. But now that everybody's home, there's a lot going on in the house. I mean, it's quiet now, but there's a lot that usually goes on in the house. And I think having that structure helps me a lot. So when I get up in the morning, it's not before I used to go straight into work, but now I have to take that quiet time just before the sun comes up. You know, you meditate, you set the tone for the day, and then you just kind of plan your day accordingly. What are the top one, two, or three tasks that you have to do for the day and make sure it gets done? And even though, I mean, I have slowed down a lot, I will admit that, but the fact of the matter is that I'm still going. I'm still moving forward. And I want every business owner, mompreneur, everybody to understand that. You may have slowed down considerably, but the fact is you're still here and you're still going. And that is what matters more than anything else.
Okay. So, Carla, I have to ask, with you now as a mompreneur, you know, when everybody's out and we're working and we're at the kitchen table or wherever we are, you know, you have your space. How has it been having to share your workspace with everyone?
That has been very difficult. I mean, as a marketing person, I thrive on being creative. And to be creative, I need to be in my zone, basically. And having everyone all around talking, all this energy, I can't deal sometimes. So as I said, sometimes you have to stop. Sometimes you have to slow down to a stop. And when I say a stop, I mean just take a break from it all and maybe try to do work maybe in the night when everybody's asleep. Like, my daughter is fine. My daughter is much older, but my son, he's 2. I can't make him sit still for 1 second. So I literally have to either get someone to watch him, which is like few and far between, especially now with COVID, or I have to wait until he goes to sleep. And he hates to sleep. I don't know why children are like that. He hates to sleep. It's amazing. He has the most energy in the world. He doesn't like to sleep. And sometimes by the time I do get him to sleep, I'm sleepy.
Oh, my gosh.
But what can you do?
You totally feel your pain, Mama.
Yeah.
You know, well, you know, it's funny. Today's show, we actually had Dr. Wendy Roban on, who is a sleep expert. And she does things for children, babies and children, but she also deals with adults. And I was like, you know what? I want to focus on your adult side of things, but go to solveoursleep.com. And find her stuff for children because she's amazing. You know, resources. That's what I love about Word of Mom. I'm serious. This is why I love Word of Mom Radio. I love that we are able to connect moms with other moms who are in the trenches and know what they're going through and can actually maybe offer some advice to be able to help. Because having a 2-year-old who doesn't want to sleep, oh my gosh. You know, there are so many people out there going, oh, I feel your pain. I was not one. I was a mom that when I would sing the nighttime song, they'd go hug their crib. I have kids. My kids are adults, and they still covet their sleep. So I got lucky that way. So with all of this, you know, I'm curious because you are building a business, and you have your family and everything else. Have you had to make different kinds of sacrifices to get this going? I don't think people realize sometimes the things that you have to do to make a business grow?
I think you're right. I think there are a lot of people that think that this is easy, maybe because they just see the end product and they think, oh, my God, she's done so much. But no one sees all the sleepless nights. No one has seen, you know, all the tears of frustration or anger or stress that you experience in the background. I mean, COVID in itself is a stressful time. Just yesterday, I believe, I had a session with someone, and it was the first time in a very long time I bawled my eyes out because I was just so stressed. And people will say, oh, my God, she's doing so well. She's been here. She's been here. She's done all of these things, right? But there are a lot of things that go on in the background. There are times where, you know, I have to sacrifice sleep, as I just mentioned, to get things done. There are times where I have to put myself out there because it's necessary, and I would miss certain things with my son. I would miss certain events. I would have to cut family events short because I know I have this client that I need to deal with, or this thing that I need to post or whatever. People don't see all of those things. Right? But it's very real. It's very real, all the sacrifices that you have to make in the background. You also make a lot of mistakes. A lot of these things that you see happening right now that look like success happened because of all the mistakes that I have made, or we have made, I should say, businessmen and women have made over time. And we learned the lesson and we moved on. Now, we may have to have learned the lesson 2, 3, 4, 5 times, right? And it may have cost us a lot of money, but the fact is we learned the lesson and we moved on. But when you fail at something or something doesn't go the way that you want it to go, it takes a toll. It takes an emotional and a mental toll on you. So, yes, there's a lot of sacrifice. There's a lot of physical sacrifice, mental sacrifice, sleep sacrifice, money sacrifice. But you have to just keep going. You just have to have a goal in mind and just keep going. And that's the most important thing.
Right on. You know, it's making me think of the graphic with the iceberg, and I do it every once in a while.
Yes.
And it's like,
yes,
you know,
yes,
here's
yes.
what people see, and no one sees the anxiety, the stress, the money loss, the sleeplessness, all the things that go on underneath to bring that
yes.
iceberg up to the top.
Yes.
People don't
realize
it.
Before all of this happened, I had gone to an event, and one of the guys, I spoke at the event, actually, and he came up to me, and he's like, oh, my God, this is so fantastic, and this looks so well put together. I am sure this was easy to do. I said, no, there's a lot of things that go into an event, throwing an event. He said, so maybe I'm just seeing the final product, and I said, yes. And I'm happy that you think the final product looks great, because that's what we want people to think. We want people to think, oh, this was effortless. And we're so great at what we do that this doesn't look like a lot of work at all. But it is a lot. It is.
And see, on that note, we're going to take a break and say thank you to our sponsors. But really, bravo to you, because when it looks simple, you know how hard it actually was. We'll be right back here on Word of Mom Radio. As parents, keeping our school safe is our utmost concern. SafetyBags.com offers a line of clear bags and backpacks, not only for the students, but for the teachers, administrators, and everyone else entering that school, because asking our students to carry clear bags puts the responsibility of keeping our school safe literally on the backs of our children. Safety Bags offers a way to partner with the schools in keeping them safe. So visit us at safetybags.com and you will see why we are the clear choice. Because safety, it's in the bag.
We all know a survivor. Some of our friends and family have made it through difficult times. Some of us don't make it. Losing a loved one to cancer, a car accident, or any other unfortunate event can be crippling and unavoidable. But one of the hardest subjects to talk about is suicide. Too often, our youth decide that leaving this place is easier than facing the struggle forced upon them every day. More than 1 in 4 children go through some form of bullying or another. Most of us survive with scars, but for some, the inner demons created cannot be recognized or treated in time to ensure they make it through. Bullying in every form is very much avoidable. It starts with me, and it starts with you. This is Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully, reminding you to do your part when you see bullying happen. If you don't know what that is, call 403-447-4404 or go to nosuchthingasabully.com.
And we're back with Carla Williams-Johnson. We are talking about how Carly Communications is out there doing what they are doing and really making it look easy. And we all know it's not. You know, and so I love that. I really, really do love that people will go to your events and think, oh, this is so simple. I can throw one of my own, you know, because good for you that you are making it look easy. So how old are your children? I have to ask.
Oh, my God. Do not laugh at me. My daughter is turning 20 this year. And my son just turned 2. So
Alrighty, then.
I have 2 children, 18 years apart. Don't ask why. It is what it is. I've been blessed.
Hey.
And I have accepted
my blessing. No, that's an amazing thing. How do you manage with 2 children at such different ends of their life? You know?
I don't know. Yeah. I really don't. That is a good question. I have no idea because my daughter is dealing with the, I want to go out, I want to do this, I want to do that, because she's in her, she's basically in the prime. She has friends and all of these things. And my son, you know, he just loves colors and shapes and animal tongues.
Aww.
When I'm talking to them, it's like I have to put on 2 different voices, 2 different ways of dealing with them. And this is an everyday occurrence. I don't know how I do it without going completely insane, right? I don't know how I do it. But as I said, it was a blessing that I have accepted from God. He knows why I have these 2 children on these 2 opposite ends of the spectrum. And I am very thankful because my daughter, she actually helps me a lot. Of course, in between her school work and stuff like that, she helps me with my son. So sometimes when I really need a break, she steps up.
Bless her heart. You know,
yeah.
it's funny because I remember a friend of mine. This is what happened with a friend of mine. It was her second marriage. Her daughter was 20, and she had had her daughter very young. She was a teenager when she had her daughter. And so her second marriage, you know, they were 21 years apart, and for her daughter, it was just like, I can't believe my mom's having a baby, because she, you know, was like, really, you're still having sex at your age? You know, like,
that reminds
so
me of
many
my daughter.
Things.
When I told my daughter that I was pregnant, she was excited at first, and then she's like, but mommy, everybody will think he's mine. Because you're so old.
Yeah. It's like, gee, thanks, honey.
Whatever.
But you know what? I'm serious, and all the moms that are out there listening to this are laughing with us, you know, because it's so funny. I have a grandson who will be 2 in May. And
okay.
I kept joking with my kids, look, you need to give me a grandchild because I want to look young enough that somebody's going to think he's mine, you know, and it happened. It was so funny. He was about 9 months old and somebody mistook him for mine. And I was like, thank you. I can cross that off my bucket list. And my kids were like, really, mom? I was like, hey, I don't care that he was old, you know, but he was here. He was giving me advice. Like, this was my first baby, you know? And I was like, no, it's my first grandchild, but thank you. You know? Yeah. So I totally have both sides of the spectrum because I usually will have my grandson with me on Tuesdays, and I will do show calls, not recordings, mm-hmm. but, you know, intro calls and things like that to people. And it's so funny because he'll be in the background, and I'm like, it's Word of Mom Radio, and if you have a problem with a 2-year-old in the background, we might not be the show for you. And so I can't even tell you how many times we have toddler cameos, dog cameos. You know, that is what I love about our show, is that moms actually just get to show people in the real world how we're doing it, because
yeah.
The struggle is real.
It is real.
So, in all of this, Carla, what for you is one lesson that you've learned that you really want to share?
Patience is necessary, for sure. When I was young, I had no patience, none, zero. But I have learned very quickly that patience is necessary when you're building a business, extremely necessary, because things don't go the way you want it to go all the time. And then when you're a mother, even worse, right? So you have all of these things. You have your day planned out. It may not go the way that you want it to go. You just have to take a deep breath and just relax. But I think more than patience, self-care is very important. Because I never took care of myself before. Never. I think the first time I did a facial, I was probably in my mid-30s or something like that. That's just to tell you, I never took care of myself. But when you're a mother of two children and you have a business that you're trying to help people and to promote and to really make something of yourself, you have to schedule self-care like your life depends on it, because it does. You need to take that time to refresh and recharge and just rejuvenate your mind and your body to really give it all, to really do what you have to do in all aspects of your life.
Without a doubt. So I want to ask you, because I love the name Carly Communications, where did it come from?
Well, that's a little sentimental. I am the only girl, right? I'm a daddy's girl, and that's what my dad used to call me all the time. We both love music. We used to love the same things, and he used to call me Carly all the time. That was his best name for me. And he was a businessman. We actually have a family business. It's a restaurant that, unfortunately, it's closed right now because of COVID, but we've been around for like 20-something years, and we're known for parties and stuff like that, and that was actually his dream. So he's a businessman, and he always pushed us, my brothers and I, to really build ourselves and do the right thing and educate ourselves. And he passed away suddenly back a couple of years ago. I don't even want to think about it because I may burst into tears, but when he passed away, it was like, wow. It was just so sudden, and I really, when I built my business, when I created my business, when I registered my business, I had to use the name Carly because that was like an homage to him. It was just my way of saying thanks, Daddy, for being the best father ever, really pushing us, really motivating us, really putting himself out there like a real father should, and making sure that we were okay.
How lucky you are. So what advice would you like to share with other mompreneurs?
Take it easy. Don't be so hard on yourself. We tend to do that sometimes. We tend to think that we have to do everything, that we're these superhuman, superpower, larger than life. But we're just human, you know. We're just trying every day, and you're going to make some mistakes. You're going to trip up. Somebody's going to upset you. You know, your children might upset you, but you just have to just not be hard on yourself and just take it one day at a time. And if you find it's getting too much, reach out. Reach out to somebody, a family, a friend, one of us. You know, we understand what other moms are going through. Reach out to one of us. And if we have to have a sip of virtual coffee, then so be it. Because sometimes we just need somebody to just listen to us vent, and that's fine. We're here for that. So don't be too hard on yourself. And if it is that you really need somebody to talk to, please reach out.
On that note, I'm so glad that you came to share with us today. Please let everyone know how they can find you online, Carla.
Well, you can definitely find me on my website at www.carlimedia.com. That's CARLImedia.com. Or you can find me on Facebook and Instagram at Carly Communications, or on Twitter, actually, at CarlyCom, right? I'm also on LinkedIn as well, at Carly Communications as well. So
I'm all over the place. You can just find me. Or if you want to email me, you can drop me a line at Carla, C-A-R-L-A, at carlimedia.com. So it's Carla, C-A-R-L-A, at C-A-R-L-I-media.com.
I am so glad that you had the chance to share with us today. I know in the midst of everything that we are going through, companies like yours that are teaching people how to boost their visibility and, you know, the fact
yeah.
that you are there online for people to come to for resources and things, it's really wonderful. And it's great that you've already had that in place, because I think a lot of businesses are realizing how much can be done from home. And mompreneurs,
yeah.
all of us that have been building these bridges and breaking these myths are finally being recognized for how remarkable it is to be able
yes.
to build your business and raise your family and still stay sane. And,
yeah.
you know, so I applaud you for what you are doing. Give that little guy a squeeze for me and tell your daughter her mom rocks, you know? So you're leading by example, and it's a wonderful thing. And I thank you so much for taking the time to be here with us today. And for
no
all
problem.
Of you tuning in, thank you so much for joining us. And I hope you found such value in this, because I know I did. So until the next time, this is Dori DiCarlo. We're going to close out with our fabulous theme song from Smith Sisters Bluegrass. And until next time, go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you. She is you. She is
sure.
She is
sure.
She is sure.